Tonight we're going to be talking about a new heart. Tonight I'm going to be reading from Psalm 51. I'm going to begin with verse 7 and continue through verse 17. That's Psalms 51, 7 through 17. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, O the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For if you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Psalms 51, of course, is David's psalm of repentance, following his sin with Bathsheba. He is repenting of having committed adultery. He is repenting for having committed murder in killing Uriah the Hittite. And he is repenting of all of the deceptions that took place in this entire process. There was an agonizing sin going on in his life. He had experienced real failure as a servant of God. And it weighed against his heart, and it was crushing his spirit. When David faced up to his sin, he realized that he wanted a different heart, a new opportunity to do that which was right. And I want to suggest to you tonight, my friends, that when you have a new heart, changes will take place in your life. Things will immediately begin to be different, and they will begin to be better when you develop that new heart. So what I want to do tonight, I want to suggest some things that the new heart will do for you as you develop this new heart in your life. Number one, when you have a new heart, you will mourn the sin of your past. In the first verses of this psalm, David said, "Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the greatness of thy compassion, and blot out my transgression." And then he went on to say, "For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." He realized that no one else was responsible for what he had done. He alone was responsible for the sins that he had committed. And it was an important day in David's life when he took responsibility for his actions. Now, you know, this is not always an easy thing to do, to actually declare to yourself and to those around you that you have sinned, that you have made a mistake, that you have done things wrong. You know, there are people, and I know some of them, who actually cannot admit that they do anything wrong. And I've had people to tell me, "I don't make mistakes. I don't sin. I don't do things that are wrong." And I back up because I don't want to be around when that bolt of lightning comes flashing down. Because that is nothing more than a fabricated lie. Because we all sin. And we all do those things wrong. It has been said several times by the Apostle Paul. So, you know, it's not easy to deny our sin. It's not easy to ignore our sin. And it's definitely not easy to hide our sin. But none of these things will make sin go away. That David found that self, and that's why he said, "My sin is ever before me." He mourned for the sin that he had committed. The new heart will do that. The new heart will also cause you to despise sin. You know, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12 and verse 9, "Abhor what is evil and cling to that which is good." You know, repentance itself doesn't just despise the penalty of sin. It hates the sin itself. Think back to the days when you were a child. We all made mistakes growing up, didn't we? We all did those things that were wrong. And you remember well getting caught doing something wrong by your parents, no doubt. And when that would happen, we would immediately cry out, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry." But in reality, it wasn't the fact that you were sorry that you committed the sin. What were you sorry for? That you had gotten caught. Yeah. You didn't hate what you had done. You hated the penalty that was just about to take place. You see, repentance is more than just hating the thought of being condemned. Repentance is hating the fact that anything and anyone could hurt God the way sin does. David said in Psalm 119 and verse 104, he said, "From thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way." You know, when we hate sin, we won't go back and do it again. We won't give in to that temptation again because we know how much it hurt us when it happened. And we know the harm and the hurt and the ruin that sin can cause us. And because of it, we hate that behavior. And we try to stay away from it, or at least we should try to stay away from it. You know, Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverted mouth, I hate." You see, when you love God, you will hate sin. When you fear God, you will hate what sin does to you and to the souls of those who you love. So the new heart will hate sin. The new heart does something else. The new heart will cause you to hunger after righteousness, which of course is right the opposite of sin. In this psalm of repentance, David said, "Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, because I'm not very happy right now with my sin, and I need joy and gladness in my heart. Make me know that. Let my bones, which you have broken, rejoice. Let me go back from being crushed to being strong and vibrant again and living for you again." Then he said, "Hide your face from my sins. Don't look at me the way I am. And blot out all of my iniquities." You see, David realized what he had done. David realized just how dirty he had become. And he wanted to be clean. He didn't like this filth. He didn't like this dirt. He didn't like the fact that he had been separated from God. And he wanted to be clean again. He wanted to be righteous. You know, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And then David, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. He wanted that new start. He wanted that rebirth. He wanted to become the new creature that Paul would later talk about in his writings. You know, and Paul tells us that in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, or some versions say a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And then David said this, do not cast me away from thy presence, and do not take thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of thy salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. You know, joy comes from knowing that you are right with God. Joy comes from knowing God and knowing that He is with me and knowing that He is for me. Joy comes from knowing that I have His presence in my life. And we need God's presence in our lives. And when we have Him, we should be so thankful because God is with us. And then finally, the new heart will cause you to tell others about God's goodness. David said, restore to me the joy of thy salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will be converted to thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. Then my tongue will joyfully sing of thy righteousness. O Lord, open my lips that my mouth may declare thy praise. In other words, I am filled with joy and love and thanksgiving. And because you have given these things to me, I'm going to go out and tell the world. You have put that in my heart and I cannot contain myself. I want other people to know what I know your love will do for me. I want Jesus to know, I want you to know that everyone can be loved by Jesus and that we can grow more thankful and more mindful of what God has done for us. And when that happens, we will gladly tell other people. You know, Ezekiel said in Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 31, cast away from you all your transgressions which you have committed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Because if your heart is filled with sin, you have to be the most miserable person. You have to understand that you are separated from God. And you can't be happy with yourself about that. So I ask you tonight, in closing this lesson, are there sins that you need to cast away from yourself? Do you actually need a new heart? A new attitude? A new life? My friends, if your heart and your life is not what it should be as a Christian, it can be renewed tonight. Through repentance and rededication to God, you can walk out of here revived, renewed, with a new heart, ready to, as David said, I'm ready to use my lips, open my mouth, and declare thy praise. And you can do that if you need to change your heart. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, you can become one through obedience to the gospel of Christ. With faith, repentance of sin, confession of Christ as God's Son, and baptism, you can have that new heart. And it can be filled with love and vibrance and determination to give God glory and to give Him your new heart. So tonight, look at your heart. Is it what it needs to be? If not, change your heart. Give it to the Lord. If you need to respond, please come while we stand to sing this song.